What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
It's The Breakfast Huddle here on Money FM 89.3. Time to turn our attention to stories coming out of a comfortable place for most Singaporeans, the United Kingdom.
Yeah, because we are their largest trading partner in Southeast Asia. And of course, we look towards the UK for education, investments, culture, Benedict Cumberbatch, so much more. But sadly, those of us flying home from London might have had to endure some nasty delays because, did you follow the news, Elliot? There were computer problems that hit British Airways operations at London's Heathrow Airport last night. And this was just hours after a fire alarm grounded dozens of flights.
Yeah, it caused British Airways to cancel a number of short-haul flights after the incident involving a supplier IT system. A lot of people sharing images of the airline chaos online. Aircraft stood still in the tarmac. but the good news is normal service has resumed.
That was Heathrow, right? Elsewhere in London at Westminster, Prime Minister Theresa May refused to budge from her position on Brexit. She was brushing aside criticism from all corners of Parliament, and she said her strategy was already being negotiated with the European Union. Her struggles with Brexit make headlines every day with the uncertainty, but really her British Trade Minister Liam Fox has since shed some light last night. Around about the time we were going to bed here in Singapore, he announced that he'll consult the public about a possible bid to join a Pacific trade group that includes Canada, Australia and Mexico. And this is once Britain leaves the European Union.
Plus, he's got a list of countries at the front of the queue for trade deals post-Brexit. This reportedly would include Singapore as an existing member of the CPTPP and a long-valued partner to the UK. We're going to get more clarity on this new development, shall we call it, with the British High Commissioner to Singapore, His Excellency Scott Whiteman.
Good morning.
Good morning, High Commissioner Whiteman. Thank you for joining us on the phone.
It's good to be with you.
And it was a big news night indeed coming out of the UK. Let's go to Dr. Liam Fox, your Secretary of State for International Trade. He announced the four public consultations towards the possibility of the UK joining that CPTPP. Can you elaborate on what's expected at these consultative sessions and who's involved? What's the expected outcome?
Yeah, well, one of the really important opportunities that arises for the UK when we leave the European Union in March next year will be our scope to negotiate bilateral trade agreements with new trade partners outside the European Union. And the UK, as you know, has always been a really committed country towards free trade and open markets. And what we want to do, what the International Trade Secretary has announced, are priority countries for new trade agreements: the United States, Australia, New Zealand. And as he said, and as you've just said, we want to explore the opportunities of acceding to CPTPP. It's been the most significant free trade development in recent years, the conclusion of that pact of 11 countries, including Singapore. And it's an open agreement, so it's not regionally specific, but we want to see whether or not it will be part of, it makes sense for the UK to be part of that. And the consultation process will give businesses, consumers in the UK, the opportunity to express their views on where they see the scope and the priorities for the UK in approaching CPTPP membership as an option.
Commissioner Whiteman, there are over 1,000 UK companies operating in and out of Singapore, but if the UK were to join the CPTPP, how will it further impact countries, especially countries like Singapore that are already inside this group?
Well, another priority for us after we leave the European Union will be to make sure that the new bilateral European Union FTA with Singapore, the provisions of that agreement, should also be transitioned forward. But what it will mean is that for those British companies that are trading with Singapore, if we were to become members of CPTPP, become part of the whole integrated supply chains that are working amongst the various economies in the Pacific, Western Pacific region, and across to the Eastern Pacific as well. And Singapore is, of course, part of that. And these British companies that are located here and other British companies that are trading with Singapore would be really well placed then to take advantage of this integrated free market, free trade area in this part of the world.
Hi, Commissioner Whiteman. Are you able to elaborate, or maybe you have an idea already, of which sectors would end up the top winners in this case?
I mean, that's one of the purposes of the consultation, is precisely to understand from a business perspective where business sees the best opportunities. But the UK strengths are very much in the areas of, we're predominantly a service economy. There are members of TPP that are also predominantly service economies, like Australia, indeed like Singapore as well. But one of the interesting aspects of CPTPP is that the economies are very varied. So you have economies like Vietnam, Malaysia as well. And there would be considerable complementarities, I think, between what the UK would be able to offer the existing 11 members of the agreement and bring something more. We would increase the coverage. It would then become representative of 17% of global GDP, CPTPP, if the UK were to join.
Now, in March, Liam Fox said 21 countries were in the queue to seal post-Brexit deals with the UK. So who's at the front of the queue now? Are there factors to determine how these nations are ranked where the queue is concerned?
Well, the announcement that the Secretary of State made yesterday was precisely an indication of the government's thinking on where its initial priorities for new bilateral deals will lie. As I said, there'll be a really important priority attached to transitioning the existing agreements, like the European Union's existing, about to be concluded, free trade agreement with Singapore. But then this announcement indicates where the government's priorities are going to lie, and they've taken account of a number of factors, the nature of the existing trading relationships. So the United States is our single biggest bilateral trading partner, so it makes sense to explore the opportunities to grow trade there. But by listing CPTPP at the top of this priority list, it's an indication of the UK's strategic intent towards the Asia-Pacific region, I think, as well as indicative of the great growth potential that there is in this part of the world.
British High Commissioner to Singapore, His Excellency Scott Whiteman, is on the phone with us commenting on a recent development that was just announced overnight. I still need to ask you, do we have any idea where Singapore lies in this particular queue of post-Brexit deals with the UK?
We'll top priority for the government will be to transition existing EU trade agreements with trading partners.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore is one of those, and we've already been talking to the Singapore authorities about how we might transition the substance of the EU-Singapore free trade agreement once we're no longer party or bound by the EU's agreements. And we have a shared objective between the Singapore and UK governments in ensuring that there's a very smooth continuity for business. So, you know, that is an absolute top priority. But beyond that, Singapore being a member of CPTPP, if the UK were to accede to that, that would open up new opportunities, I think, for growing the bilateral trade and investment relationship between our two countries. And as you said, at the top of the story, Singapore is a very important trading partner for the UK in this part of the world.
Okay, I'll just throw in some numbers to add to that, Your Excellency. The UK's total exports to Singapore 2 years back were worth £7.2 billion. Trade from Singapore contributed £2.7 billion to the UK economy itself. So that sounds like a pretty healthy relationship.
It is, absolutely, and the two-way investment flows are very substantial as well. So we're, you know, for both Singapore and the UK, we're important trading partners.
All right, we've been speaking to British High Commissioner to Singapore, His Excellency Scott Whiteman. Thank you so much for your time, and we wish you a great Thursday ahead, okay?
Thank you.